Hola.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. Okay, no, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Shannon Shockley, please?
Well, that's my wife. you got my phone.
Okay, that's no problem, sir. We can actually do this survey with anyone in the line. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
Are these political questions?
Yes, sir. All about the next election.
All right, then. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. All right, sir. And, does anyone in the house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, now, are you 18 and older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
All right, sir, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November general elections for president and Congress? Would that be a definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay. All right, sir, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
59.
Okay, 59. Thank you. All right, sir, and just to make sure we represent everybody, may I ask what is your race?
I'm white.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
I'd say Independent.
Independent, okay. All right, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want, you know, their member of Congress, you know, most focused on. For each, once you rate it from 0 to 10, where how important, you know, an issue is for your, for them, you know, to focus on. You say 10 if it's most important, 5 is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. But you can use any number from 0 to 10. The first one would be protecting abortion rights.
2.
Number 2. Okay, lowering rent.
Don't care.
0. Okay, cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
10? Okay. Raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
2. That's an idiot thing to do.
2. Okay, what about fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods?
7.
Improving K-12 education.
0.
0. Protecting democracy and our voting rights.
I don't know what people call democracy, but 10.
10. Okay. What about funding for mental health services?
10.
10. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral. Okay. You may use any number from 0 to 100. They have, depending how you feel, if you have no opinion, never heard of that person or organization, let me know. Okay. The first one would be J.D. Vance.
I'd say 85.
85. Okay. Donald Trump.
84.
84. Okay. Ron Wyden.
25.
25. Okay. Kamala Harris.
15.
15. Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum?
I'm
not familiar with that person.
Not familiar. Okay. Republicans in Congress.
Republicans in Congress. How about a 35?
35. Okay. Joe Biden.
I'd say probably about 10.
10? Mega Republicans.
100.
100, okay. Democrats in Congress.
15.
And Lori Chavez, the Raymer.
50.
50. All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and okay, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or independent Cornel West?
Well, at this point, it would definitely be Trump.
Trump, okay. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Raymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The first one, not Bynum.
Lori Chavez,
yeah,
Lori
Chavez,
the Republican,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, then, even though you are not supporting Janelle Bynum now, okay, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress, you know, in November 2024? Is there like a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no
chance? I'd
say
fair chance.
Fair chance. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Oh, I don't approve at all.
Would that be strongly disapprove or
strongly disapprove?
All right. Thank you, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Lori Chavez DeRaymer is handling her job as member of Congress?
I approve, generally approve.
Strongly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, strongly approved. All right, yeah. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about, you know, your two candidates running for Congress. The first, Lori Chavez DeRaymer and Janelle Bynum, okay? As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez DeRaymer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more, you know, business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old, you know, divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. All right, the other one is serving in the State House since 2016. Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a, you know, proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. In Congress, you know, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. All right, sir, sometimes over the course of the survey, you know, people change their minds. So it's okay if you didn't. But let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez DeRaymer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Lori Chavez.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, sir. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez DeRaymer?
Keeping her word. Yeah.
Okay. She's keeping her word.
Yeah.
Okay, let me write this down real quick. Her word. All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sir, and we're almost pretty much done with this survey. I only have some statements to read to you about. This is a statement some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. Okay, in this case, we'll be talking about Janelle Bynum. Okay, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. 5 means that it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not convincing reason to support her, okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, Oregon may not vote for him, but Donald Trump may be elected, you know, to a second term. Anyway, we need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check, you know, on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they
well,
can
you're talking
act
to the wrong
a,
guy, you'll never convince me of that.
A check on MAGA extremists, okay? It takes, you know, the stakes is, you know, in this election are too high, you know, to risk a Republican majority supporting.
Oh, yeah. Would you
say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to support her?
Not convincing at all.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10?
1.
1. Okay. All right. Janelle Bynum says, you know, we need public schools we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teachers and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought, you know, for Student Success Act, which will invest over $2 billion in every 2 years into early learning and K-12 education. In Congress, she will continue to fight for our children, education, and opportunity. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing? But you can use any number.
From 1 to 10?
Yes, sir. From 1 to 10. From 0
four.
To 10.
Four.
0, I mean, if you don't believe, okay, 4. All right, sir, for too long, people have been focused on the fight, but Janelle Bynum is focused on solutions. She knows anything, you know, is possible when you remember what you're working for and who you are representing.